Blog Talk Radio.
You fucked up big time. You're incapable of running this shit. Sit your $5 ass down before I make change.
DA got that dope.
Ice water turn Atlantic. Night calling in a phantom. Told them, hold it, don't you panic. Took an island, start the mansion. Drop the roof, more expansion. Drive a coupe, you can stand it. Bitches undercover. I'm an ass and titty lover. Guess we all meant for each other. Now that all the dogs free. And we out in these streets. Can you do it? Can you pop it for me?
Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit. It's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit. It's that Z shit.
Blow the brains out the coupe. Pulley on the top, but I'm on mute. I'ma bust her wrist down cause she cute. Fuck her on the yacht, I've been a pool. She an addict for the lifestyle in the paddock. Big daddy, how you ever felt Chanel fabric? I be drippin' to death, I need a casket. And we got more strikes in the rough, I'm foul, tech em. In the middle of the field, like David Beckham. All my niggas locked up for real, I'm tryna help em. When I got a meal, got me the chills, don't know what happened. Pop pill, do what you feel, I'm on that zombie. I'm more like a Daffy, I'm not no Gundy. I'm more like I'm David Goliath running. Niggas be cloning, I find it funny. We from the north, straight out the dungeon. From the north, I go in the mouth, she costing me nothing. 300 to watch, it's out of your budget. Mean mugging got me clutching. Yeah, and this stick right out of Russia.
Ice water turn Atlantic. Night calling in a phantom. Told them, hold it, don't you panic. Took an island, fled the mansion. Drop the roof, more expansion. Drive a coupe, you can stand it. Legends undercover. I'm an ass and titty lover. Guess we all meant for each other. Now that all the dogs free. And we out in these streets. Can you do it? Can you pop it for me?
Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit. It's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit.
In a Hellcat, cause I'm a Hellraiser. Self-made, I don't owe a nigga land favor. When you get that money, nigga, keep your heart. I'm sliding in a coupe, ain't got no key to start. I got to follow me in BET Awards. When your well run dry, you know you need me for it. When I pull up in a Buick, you know what I'm doing. If the police get behind me, fleeing any lures. Sleeping on the pallet, turning to a savage. I'm a Project Baby 9, staying Calabasas. Like I'm still surfing, like I'm still jacking. I be sipping on lean, trying to keep balance. Hit that Z-Walk, dick it with my Reebok. I don't say much, I just let the heat talk. Your jewelry water whoop, diamonds like re-rock. My little baby rock that dick like seesaw. When I stepped up on the scene, I was on a beam. When I talked about the beam, I was in saline. Baby girl, you just a fleen, that ain't what I mean. Money busting out my jeans like I do skiing. Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit.
What's up, fellas? I'm here. Got the first hand up already. Let me see what he's talking about. Good afternoon, good evening on this fine Sunday. Hold on here. What we got here? 313-6638. Yo, Michael. Hey, I have some interesting stuff. We were talking about some interesting stuff earlier. I guess we'll roll over to the show. But, you know, I want some of the guys that drive race cars to call in. I want to ask them, like, what person made them nervous to get up there to race? I asked Tony Buss, and he was saying didn't nobody make him nervous. It's just a few guys you knew that they were really strong, you know, I guess this would be something with some of the class races I would have to add. I want to know, like, who makes certain people nervous? What Bud at? I want to ask Bud. Who makes him nervous when he get up there and got to run them? Which name, which big name make these guys nervous, you know? Like, who nervous? Who, when you run against them, what name would make you nervous to run against? Who Mike I got over? Is this Aaron or who Mike is? Is this Ty? Hold on. I got a guy. Let me see who this is. Who Mike is. Go ahead.
Kimo. Man, goddamn, yeah. I'm on Street King Line, man. They got the goddamn clown goddamn show on. They got goddamn Cutter, James Black, goddamn Ty, they talking shit, man.
Yeah.
Hey,
I got to ask Cutter. Cutter, I'm going to go with Cutter first. Cutter, what grudge race that you were nervous to get into? What's grudge? Who were you nervous to go against? Who would made you nervous? What race made you nervous, Cutter?
None.
Kimo, ask that song, bitch, who making them nervous now. They said Mario making them real nervous.
Oh, so Mario got y'all on the road.
Yeah, they said Mario making them boys nervous right now.
Hey, Kimo, ain't no nervous shit or no pressure up here. We big pressure.
Hello.
Somebody get Mario on the phone. They know. Get locked some people
know.
In, man. Is that
Bob?
Oh, Lord.
Good morning, faggot.
Good morning. Hold on. Good morning, motherfucker. You need to look out the blind.
It's my morning, motherfucker. I got to be working 2 hours.
My world a little different. I got to be working 10.
Hey, Bub, what name that you went up against made you nervous?
Say that one more time, Kimo.
What name, okay, what guy in the other car made you nervous when you was finna get ready to race? Who made you nervous?
Kimo, I ain't gonna lie. Anybody, you know how James Black humble. So, damn, the most of the time I'll be nervous, but... When I cranked the curb and I started the bitch up, all the nervousness leaving.
I like that answer. Hey, Kimo, that was a good answer now.
Right.
Yeah, I be nervous a lot of times, Kimo, but when I started that bitch up, when I rolled the motherfucking engine over and I cranked that bitch, all that shit leave my system.
I like that.
Okay, I'm finna open this mic. Hold on. 706-26. 706.
Kimo. Kimo.
What's
Kimo,
up,
this dog,
what's
man.
Up?
This dog. I think a better thing will be. It ain't a matter who you get scared of. Some people just make you get up on the wheel more than other people. If you're a real grudge racer, you driving them motherfuckers. Ain't no
there
good
go,
thing.
There you go, nervous. Pretty
just,
soon.
You
pretty
just
soon,
might get up
father.
On the wheel. You might just get up on the wheel on certain motherfuckers, make you step the game up a little bit, Kimo.
Hey, y'all better listen to him. Tell me about something.
Lord have mercy.
Yes, sir. So if you're scared, you shouldn't be driving that motherfucker. You're scared, Kimo.
He shouldn't even be telling y'all bitch ass niggas, but he told y'all.
Bub answered just like I would have said in a different situation. Like I said, everybody got butterflies. That's normal. If you don't, something wrong with you. But once you sit out in that city, crank that thing up, all that shit go to work. I'm in another world here, baby. Let's go to work.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir, Godfather. Yes, sir. When I crank that bitch up, I don't give a fuck where I'm running a twin turbo with my no cage street cars. They got to come home with it.
Good answer. That was a good answer, Bub. Good answer.
My.
Ian, I got to ask you. You a good ad-libbing motherfucker. I know you done strapped into one of them cars. What name made you nervous when it was time to run it?
What made me nervous?
Kimo, you the only one worried about some names because you race like that.
When you train to go, you ain't really worried about
my
name.
I don't race like that. I race whatever.
That's a good question. That's a good question, cause Chemo can be right. Some people do make some motherfuckers tradition. Some people are scared of some people. So he, that's a good question. It's just the way you answered it. It's just the way you answered it. You answered it real good, though.
Okay.
Some motherfuckers are scared of some motherfuckers.
Chemo ain't no dumb motherfucker. He know what he become by now.
Hey, let me rephrase it. What grudge race was you
Chemo,
nervous?
Chemo, I can't really hear you.
I'll ask Kia, what grudge race was you nervous in, Kia?
I can't hear you, Chemo.
Never did too much grudge racing, Chemo. It was mostly class racing.
What race? Okay, you class.
Can y'all hear
Chemo? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, somewhat.
I can hear you. I got an echo going on. Somebody got an echo. Somebody on a speakerphone or something or two lines. Okay, so kid, what race did you go into? You was kind of nervous.
Shit, down at the Super Shiver meet in Indianapolis. When they had that purse on the line, I was wanting to take it home
that
with
us. That nigga said the Super Chevy meet. Oh, wait, he's a legend.
He's quiet, man. Damn.
Cecil, shut the
yeah,
man.
Super, all right, Cecil.
Hold on. Hey,
right,
man,
Cecil.
Okay. I tell you what, man.
I got you, Big Thing. My bad.
I mean, if y'all came, man, come on. I'm trying to have a decent show. Y'all talking. I'm trying to keep
no,
all
good,
y'all mics on. But if
Big Thing was just giving me some good advice. We're good.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out. So, Super Chevy, what made you nervous, though, Kia? What was it the name, or was it how many people was
no,
there? I mean, because Super Chevy used to be big.
It wasn't the name. Is that I was nervous about trying to, I didn't want to lose that pot they had.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, Bud, what made you nervous, man, when you said, you get nervous. What give you the jitters, Bud? Is it that you losing, or what give you the jitters, Bud? Where Bud go? Oh, not Bud. Ain't gonna say nothing. He might have
called back in and get on a better line because he couldn't hear you, Chemo.
Okay.
That was probably one of the first pots I really ever raced for, Chemo, and I wanted to make sure I tried to bring it back home with us.
Okay. What Brando at? I need to see, because Brando don't seem like he had no jitters or nothing, because I see him get up there. And hadn't been at the track in a while, and, man, got up out of there first on, what is that David Floyd he ran? Who was that he ran?
No, that was Marcus Burke. But see, Chemo, that's not a sign. That's not a sign whether or not you can make a rookie whoop your ass on that tree. I mean, and if you're a veteran driver, sometimes you're gonna have bad days. That's why sometimes you red light and sometimes you don't. But like I said, certain drivers, it ain't a matter. Like I said, Chemo, I gotta use myself for an example. I don't get scared of nobody. It's just certain drivers that make me kind of want to step my game up a little bit, which I should already have it up, but, you know, some of them make you step it up a little bit more if you think, you know, they're pretty tough.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a matter of that I'm scared, though, Chemo. Because like Bud said, once you get in that car and turn that switch on, if you're still scared then, you need to turn that switch off and get your ass out of there. If you're still scared then.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Godfather. Thank you, Godfather.
Yeah. Human nature gonna make air butterflies, kid. I mean, Chemo. Human nature gonna make air automatic because you know. Human nature gonna make air butterflies because you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want what Tim Howell.
Goddamn, it's a good question, though. Hey, Chemo, it's a good question. I would like to hear what some other the drivers got to do because I understand exactly what Bob said. When Bob
hey,
asked, I know
like
exactly
brought,
what he's talking about.
Mama,
I'm the same damn way, bro.
And you tested that bitch, and you let that button go, and your eyeballs almost popped up your head the same way.
No, I didn't. My eyeballs didn't pop out my head. I just said, you know what?
I got a picture of you and Black Mamba taking off. Your eyeballs
Hey, Bub, that could be deceiving too. Sometimes your concentration just be dead on that there. Just cause your eyes are popped don't mean you scared of nothing. That just mean you just concentrate more.
No, this is about
12
years ago, Godfather. He know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I left Finney, but I wasn't scared. I just knew. Now, Bud, I'm going to tell you what really made me say, you know, nah, this, I don't think I want none of that. The leave ain't nothing in a turbo car. It's when you get down track and that motherfucker feel like
he's man.
Again.
That's supposed to be the easiest part. Once you make a pair of 60-foot, that bitch supposed to be like a Cadillac.
No. What he said, it's probably around about 100 feet. It's about 100 feet when all that turbo power come in. That's when you... Mm-hmm. That's when you're like you're taking off the starting line
that
pretty tough.
Hey, Bud, when you leave in them bitches, you only leave in so much boost, right? But when that motherfucker go full boost, motherfucker, you leave like you think you done left the starting line again. That bitch.
When I put it on Leon, you'll see what I'm talking about. You'll see what he's talking about.
Oh, man. Man, hold that in, dog.
I've been on him ever since him and the big fella got on my ass. See, I tried. Fella was on my ass. I ain't trying to argue with the big fella. I'm at Leak and Leon, but the big fella had my ass now. But that don't mean I won't tattoo his big ass though. That don't mean I won't tattoo his big ass.
Lord have mercy.
Yes, sir.
Bub, if you ain't ever drove a turbo car, what do you mean? Round about 100 feet, like you said, when all that boost come in, it's just like a nitrous car leaving their hole. That's when that shit goes, when they go to screaming. If you ain't never drove a turbo car.
I get the Godfather. I'm just fucking with Timo. I'm just doing it.
But on
a situation like this, Bub, don't joke. Because a lot of people be listening to this and stuff, and we don't know who it might be helping for.
Well, don't joke about it. I told you it was like 15 years ago, 12, 13 years ago or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when Timo drove that car, that was 13 years ago.
Yeah, I was in there playing in that thing. Hey, Bub, I thought I was.
Hey, Godfather, his eyeballs was going to pop out of his head.
Yeah. Well, if you don't drive regularly, it might. You never know what you might do if you're not a regular driver. You know, if you ain't regular driving, you know, you never know. You don't get a chance to go through all
this shit. Now I tell you, you ain't gonna no bullshit.
You know, if you drive regularly, that's why the more you drive, the better you are, because you go through most situations, most shit you do. That's you're a better driver the most you drive.
I try to stay on Kimo good side because I know he ain't gonna buy no bullshit, never ever.
No, everybody be on Kimo's ass, but, you know, they supposed to be on his ass, but they was on his ass for not racing and stuff. If Kimo come out there with a car, if he come out there with a car, I'm telling you, y'all might want to watch out if he come out there with a car.
I'll tell pig feet eating bitch, shut up.
Damn.
Bitch. Shut up, bitch.
Shut up, bitch.
Lord, have mercy.
Shut the fuck up, Cuddy.
Get on his ass. Get on his ass, bud.
Damn,
get on his ass, bud. Get on his ass, bud.
That's my big brother. That's my baby. That's my Virgo. That's my Virgo baby. You can say whatever you want to say.
You goddamn right. I'm going to say what I want to say to anybody.
You're very disrespectful, Cut.
Hey, Junior. Has it anybody made you nervous when you went up there? I mean, not just anybody. What grudge race was you nervous to enter?
Tell the truth, Junior.
Nothing. I've never been fucking nervous in a car in my life.
Oh my God, man, you lying.
I don't even look. I swear to God on my life.
When you was going 7-7 to the race. Quarter back in the day, throwing your time, you never got nervous. And
that
all, man.
No,
I think only times Junior got serious.
Not 7-2 Junior.
I think only times Junior got nervous man, when he raced Brad Tyson or Tracy Myers. One on me.
Man, get the shit on myself. Never.
Junior,
I don't look at it like that.
06, 07, 08, Junior. You never. Come on, Junior. You lying.
I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
Come on, lie.
Yeah.
somebody laugh.
Yeah. Go ahead, Cut. What's up?
I believe Junior. Junior more nervous at a poker game with me than the race.
Oh, man. God almighty, Cutty.
Cut's pretty rough on the poker
game.
Yeah,
Cutty, you was a bad-ass poker player, though, Cutty. You was a bad-ass poker player, though.
You wasn't nervous when you had to run Chris Tootin or
no, no, I don't get nervous.
That drag race?
I knew I was outgunned, you know what I mean, that my chances of winning might not have been as good as I wanted to be, but no, I don't. There's get nervous like over who I'm racing there.
Pop question I want to ask him, like, Junior, you never got nervous ever?
No, Bub, I swear to God, I just don't. I don't.
I like that, Junior, man. And you smoke a lot of weed.
My life.
And you don't, like, you don't have no reason to lie. Like, you know, I believe it. But damn, I still get nervous. Like, man.
No, Bub, that don't mean I don't have
to. You know, I'm trying to go.
You know what I mean? And understand. Like who I'm racing, and that I know they're gonna do their job and shit. But like as far as that, yeah, I've had way other things to get nervous. Like I had a lot of junk in my life, and I was more nervous if I could make it to the finish line under power, or I was gonna knock the tires off or something, than any of that other stuff. So that's God's honest truth.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you, Junior. I feel you for sure. I feel you.
So
I like that too. I like that.
So when you made your first 7 second pass, you were never nervous when that car. I mean, once you go fast, it doesn't feel like that car was going fast anyway.
Hold on, Timo. You got to ask them when didn't you make your first 7 second pass?
You remember how hard I fucking fought for that first 7 second pass? My God.
When did you make your first 7 second pass?
I remember a whole year going at the end of the year, the last day at the track, I went
803. What year was it, Junior? God damn, just tell us.
What year would it have been, Kim? 2006?
Mm-hmm.
I think 2006, 2005. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, because about around 07, 08, you was going, by 09, you
was going. I blew
up
a lot of shit trying
stuff.
To get there. Broke
you tore up a lot of shit trying to
junk.
Get there, huh?
Yeah, Kimo, because I didn't, you know what I mean? I didn't have a lot of help. I burned a lot of shit up, broke a lot of shit. I had junk to begin with. It was patched together every weekend. Yeah. And that's probably the most fun I had drag racing ever.
Mm-hmm.
So I got Slop, you a class racer, ex-class racer. Have you ever,
that man name is
what
not
made
Slop,
you
Kimo.
Nervous? He know what I'm talking about. What made you nervous, Slop? What race did you enter that you was nervous in? Where you go, Slop?
He ain't trying to talk to you, Kimo.
Nah, I think he's doing something. He don't know his mic open.
Mm-hmm.
I just opened his mic. I seen him down there. Trying to figure out, you know, because you got guys on here going to say
ask
they got
Will, how do it feel
blowing
the engine while you're doing the burnout?
Well, Lil Will was in the left corner because he wasn't driving. He just was on the sideline looking.
No, Godfather, he blew that bitch up. He was driving.
Oh, shit.
I know what I'm talking about, Godfather.
Okay, my bad. You must be talking about ancient history then.
Oh man! Yeah, I'm just jugging the little wheel and Timo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hold on. I got to get Willie on because I want him to get a couple of guys on. I want to ask these questions to these guys. You know, sometimes I want to be serious.
Smartest
on
nigga
show.
I know with the worst world wrestling record. That's outrageous. That bitch intelligent.
Well,
got the worst worker out of any nigga I know.
That come from being nervous. And kind of, you know, his money, you know, some people money don't, you know, I guess that's I would say scared money. That would be like scared money or something. He real cautious with his money.
Show money, yeah.
He's not going to jump out and bet.
A lot of
like
people
that
stuck, a lot of engine builders that stuck dick in him, so he ain't too cautious.
All right, hold on.
Hey, Kimo.
Go ahead.
Kimo, what 2D at, man? Get 11 on the phone for Bub to talk to 11.
I know, I'm coming to D.
Come on, me,
boy.
Get off my ass. You said who?
Hold on. 662-0502. Who is that?
Hey, that's mad, man. Sometimes scared money might be better than go throw away money.
See, Madman, one of my supporters. Yeah, let him on. Kimo, let him on.
Okay, that could be true. Hold on, let me get – I got to get Lil Will on because I'm going to get a few of these legends on it. I got to talk to them, fellas.
Hey, then something else too, Kimo. When you're out there by yourself just betting, it's different than you got 15 folks betting with you too.
Mm-hmm.
All that can go both ways, though. It can go two ways. If I'm out there by myself, I might be less nervous. If I'm out there with your money and Ken's skin money and Kimo's money, I might be saying, damn, I can't lose their money. I might do some shit I wouldn't do. Both ways. It can go both ways on every ounce you done get.
Oh, if I had that money.
I ain't really seen 15 niggas better than one pot up here. I've seen Jimbo Lane.
Yeah, dude. A whole lot of them pot up.
And it was
10 or 15
niggas
in the pot. Yeah, do.
But up here,
yeah, right,
I ain't
man.
Really seen it. Godfather.
Yeah, I do. All them
pot up here, I ain't
really
seen 15
niggas. When they talking about the AF, it'd be 40 or 50 motherfuckers be in the motherfucker.
You can count the motherfucker on one hand. Goddamn, they got all that kind of money to bet on the race.
But up here, I never seen it.
That's because you ain't seen nothing.
I'm back. Yeah, I mean, I hear y'all talking about a pot. Would you say it'd be 15 people on the pot, Bud?
Mm-hmm. It'd be multiple people.
No, I didn't say that, Kimo. Somebody said it'd be 15, 20 people been in the pot. And I said, yeah, I have seen it out of town from Michigan people, but me personally, I've never seen it in Michigan at our local church, like Mile and Lapeer 131. I've never seen 15 people been in the pot.
It's been there. You just haven't seen it. It's been there.
Yeah, hold on. I mean, hold on a minute. I seen it from a small pot coming out.
Hey, Bub. You was at Milan one time when Rand and them ran somebody. Not at Milan, at 131. Could had a damn piece of paper so damn long. He about to trip up on his head name.
Scotty Gall. Yeah. I was there with Scotty Gall. Okay. You're correct. Y'all correcting me. I was there for that.
Hey,
I made 200 off of that.
Hey, dog. They wouldn't even have many names on that motherfucker. I just got to remember who I got to pay.
What I'm saying, yeah, I know. Yeah.
Right,
Cuddy, I'm shocked you let anybody into that pot with your fat, greedy ass.
Now, what it was, Randy told him, get up whatever y'all get up. Whatever y'all can get up, I'll cover the risk.
I've seen Cut on a couple occasions have a list. You got to keep a track of who... all in the pot, because, you know, a guy can tell you, but
Kimo,
I gave
Kimo,
you a
Kimo,
you're
a lying,
gave
and Kimo, you're a lying mother. And Kimo, you're a lying motherfucker. You're a lying motherfucker.
I'm lying about that.
That fat stingy motherfucker didn't let nobody get
hell
at him.
No,
you're
I ain't
a lying motherfucker.
Them niggas had that bitch covered.
That's why I'm shocked Cuddy had a list.
I'm not talking about that race. I've seen Cut with that list walking around and writing down who gave him money.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that too.
Well, see, normally what happened with that, Kimo, if you got a race you think you know you're going to win, you don't want nobody else in it. But now if you got one you don't know, sometimes you don't mind about a joke getting in on that goddamn fight.
But you know what, dog, I think him and Scotty Goff had personal.
No, some of these guys be racing for big-ass pots that – people ain't used to, so I get it.
I understand that one, but him and Scotty Goss were going at each other, so Cut had, that
yeah,
was
yeah,
personal
he,
with Scotty Goss.
And they fucked him up. They fucked Scotty. They retired his ass.
Scotty Goss don't even bend that kind of money.
Scotty don't
got
$500.
He took everybody down the line.
Hey, Street, they retired that motherfucker.
Scotty Goss don't bet that kind of money,
though. He's a $500 guy, man.
Yeah.
He got friends, though, Street. You know how it happened.
Oh yeah, I mean he didn't get fucked up. He raised for what he don't know about. He took everybody
down. Them niggas got a bankroll up.
He fucked all them up.
Scotty don't bet like that.
I'm gonna tell you, the most Scotty Goss on that race probably was $2,500.
Hey, they thought that pretty motherfucker and that chubby motherfucker was sweet.
Scotty had $1,000 in that race. That one guy put a bunch of money in.
That one guy.
He put a nice chunk in his homeboy. He put that most money in there.
They'll never do that again.
They sent him class racing.
Hell yeah, I'll be watching this time. Every time he go down
Brandon
his truck.
Cut sent him class racing. He's class racing now.
Hey, yep, and I put the time that they race on the time. I'm going on mute.
I heard that goddamn street team.
Yeah.
He came off me snoring like a motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah, I got the air on. It's fucking wet. I'm wet. I'm trying to dry off.
Uh-oh.
I hear that goddamn street team.
It ain't raining down here.
Lil Wong, I need you to get Bobby Cole on for me. Get Bobby Cole on for me. And maybe Whit. You know,
not Bobby Cole with the 5-inch chemo.
Yeah, that 5-inch Bobby. You call him 5-inch Bobby.
I'm out here doing housework, Kimo. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you are. Hey, Lil Will, here's the topic.
Have you ever been anybody you went up against that you was nervous?
Man, don't ask this weak ass that chemo.
No.
He got the worst record out of any nigga in Michigan, and you gonna ask him that chemo? Stop it.
How can he ever talk about somebody who got the worst record?
That nigga
lost
against an Escalade motor and got me fucked up when I was helping him.
Willie Dog.
And he put the white man in the car, Eric Kenworth, and then wanted to put me in there because he's a hoe.
A motherfucker went 0-12. He went 0-12 talking about somebody got
the worst
record.
This nigga spent $3 million and ain't got no win.
Went 0-12, won one, and lost another one.
Kimo, why would you ask your partner that and you know he just spent $3 million?
I don't know what he done spent, but I just asked him a question. You know, I like for
$3 million.
Good question. Kimo got a good question. Y'all arguing about some more shit. What y'all ask?
Go ahead, Kimo.
Yeah. Hey, but Will, you said ain't no race made you nervous?
I mean, I don't know. You always get nervous to some degree. But no, when I was running, I knew I had enough to cover a motherfucker.
Hey, Kimo, I was helping Lil Will. That bitch had an SBX small block and was racing the Escalade motor. We got on a star line. He said, why my stomach feel like this? I'm like, yeah, you bitch-ass nigga. He talking about why his stomach feel like this when the car is coming to water box. He's a hoe.
Hey, okay. Oh, hold on, bro.
Hold on, wait a minute. You said he had an SBX motor. Damn, that nigga
can tell
him everything.
Who gives a fuck?
Okay, hey, Zabo, is there any race that you entered that made you nervous?
What do you mean? Like nervous, like as far as winning the race or opponent, or like
either or.
Or my car. Or nervous about my car making the trip. Or like you know.
Well, you yourself.
No, he's talking about like when you get up there with me and steal, Zabo, when I left on you.
You ain't leave on me, bro.
Zabo, so tell a lie twice.
You might outstick
him,
but you didn't leave on me, though.
Right, but I ain't leave on you. Then you let him answer the question.
I was going to tell Zabo for a thousand. I ain't leave on him. For shit. Yeah. I didn't leave that.
Let the man talk.
It must be Whiskey Sunday. We can tell somebody got some whiskey in them.
No,
when they got whiskey in.
I can't say that I've been nervous. Because when you're nervous, that's when you fuck up. So I can't say that I've been nervous before. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Kimo, it really also depends on the speed of your car.
I don't be nervous when I'm in the driver's seat. I don't be nervous.
You know what? Track used to really make me nervous late at night, though.
Miley, when it get like 12, 1 o'clock, I used to be nervous at that because that do be in. Now, that right there, that I didn't have a nervous breakdown at that motherfucker. I just don't like that shit. Because that do used to be real bad when it get real, real late. And you done seen most, a lot of motherfuckers Teddy cars up. But I get nervous when the do come in or when it's real, real cold outside. I say, God damn, somebody going to burn their shit up. I hope I don't burn mine up.
I mean,
when you fuck with that knife, when it's real cool.
It have a lot to do with having faith in your equipment and your tuner, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, that takes a lot of the, you know, a lot of the nervous conditions away, I think, to me, you know. If you got faith in your equipment and you got faith in you, shit, there ain't really no reason to be nervous. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
To me,
you get
my I'm
going to ask Slop to slop your mic open. You heard the question. Have you went into
Chemo. Chemo, before I address that, and I love what they said, I got my nosy ass on here, and I want to ask Mr. Bub, did he say Lil Will hit a SBS as in Sam or SBX
but
as Bub, in Xylophone?
I mean, hey, SBX. That ain't the question. I'm just trying to figure out what made you nervous.
I got Bobby
then, you know, we're going to get it. Okay,
Hold on.
Because
the only small block that I know Lil Will had was the Malibu, and back then, there wasn't no fucking SBXs around. But anyway, let me get to your question, Kimo. Hold on, let me get to your question. I like what Zay says, and I'm going to tell you what a lot of what he says comes from experience. Because initially, when you, and I'm just related to me playing sports all my life, initially, when you start playing sports or driving a race car, you may have a little bit of nervousness in there. But after you go into battle so many times, and like they said, you get confident in yourself, you know your ability, you ain't worried about no motherfucking body. Now, it's a difference in being nervous and having butterflies as far as the anticipation of, let me go and get out here and crack Chemo on this football field, or let me get on out here and make sure this old motor sound right and turn this brake loose or do this burnout, da-da-da-da-da. You have butterflies, but nervousness, if you nervous, you truly don't have any business in a car because you will
you
fuck
go.
Up like the man said.
That damn flop. That damn flop knows something.
Well, let me ask Bobby, is there any race when you was driving that you was nervous or any race you went into what made you nervous? I mean, any opponent you had that made you nervous, Bobby Cole?
No, not racing. And we was racing in competition. No, I mean, I just pray before I get when I get in the water box, and that's it. I mean, you're gonna feel nervous, like, I mean, yeah, you're gonna have jitters, but it's gonna go away.
Bobby said, "You do what before you get in the water box?"
I pray.
Yes, sir.
I like that, Bobby.
Yes, sir.
I like that, Bobby. A lot of people don't see that, and they don't, you know what I'm saying? That'd be some private shit, but I like that.
Oh, yeah.
708-6474, your mic open. You heard the question. Hold on, I didn't mean to cut you off, Bobby. I was asked this caller. Who is this? Who line is that?
Cal City.
The Cal City. So, is there any race that you went into that you were nervous or – any opponent that you went up against made you nervous?
I don't know what you call it. I like Bobby said, I may have had, like, in the staging lanes, as I'm getting closer to that water box, I may have get the jitters or something like that. And I do just like Bobby. I'll pray before I make that pass. But after I do that burnout, all that goes away.
I mean, you gotta maintain the self-confidence. I mean, you're going to talk to yourself, probably have some self-talk, and you're going to go on the battle. Once you burn out, everything go away once you start burning out. It's over with.
Hey, I like that.
Once you get into your repetition of things, you do something so many times, you don't be
right.
Right.
You practice so much, it's routine, man, you know?
Right.
Right.
That word, I mean, ain't a sense of nervousness. It's butterflies. And it's okay to have butterflies. That's like I said, I equate it to, it's on. Yeah. Go ahead, Bub. Yeah, Bub. I'm going to equate that to,
I ain't saying, like I said. I'm just saying, when I spin that bitch over.
No, I understand what you're saying. I'm saying I equate that to, like, I played football all my life. You know, you out there doing your warm ups and stuff, and you see big. I see Big Zay over there saying, "Man, that big red dude, yeah, da 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 da." But after we get out there in the first snap of the ball, and I run into him and we bang, and I said, "Oh, this nigga ain't nothing. He look way tougher than what he feels like."
When you
run like,
into
oh,
him,
no,
I'm,
you know,
I'm
but
about
it's the same.
Right.
No. Let me say it's an analogy, sir. It's an analogy. Do I need to spell it out for you?
No, I know what grudge racing is.
I've been into plenty of them, and I don't come and I don't bet no money that I can't afford to lose. I don't get nervous about shit. I go over my decisions because I do most of my own shit. When I'm sitting in there waiting for the five, I say, what did I put in the progressive? Did I set check to air? I do a self-check. And I said, okay, I'm cool with it. Whatever the fuck. When you fire that cop, like you say, you whirl that motherfucker over, and if come to life, all that other shit done put, whatever going to happen, going to happen. I ain't nervous about
it's
it.
Over.
I ain't nothing. Let's get up here and dance.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So I'm asking, okay, so Bobby, you went up against some big names. Okay, I'm just saying the Iceman. I don't know if you raced the Iceman before. When you was finna run him, you didn't have no jitters like, dang, I got the number. Okay, just say you got the number one qualifier. Like, I was talking to Mr. Willie and Tony Buck.
Mm-hmm.
They ran the Nostalgian.
You was
Nostalgian
talking to who?
Class. Mr. Willie and Tony Buck.
Oh, you better
and
say
I
it.
Asked them,
you better
like,
say it nicely.
Ah, damn, Bub. I try to keep your mic open, but, man, you won't shut the fuck up. Don't worry about it. I'm going to close the mic, man. God damn,
you
dog.
You say Mr. Willie now?
Shut the fuck up, nigga.
Damn. I can't hear Bub no more.
Man, fuck him, man. That nigga act like he a goddamn kid, man. Shut the fuck up.
Damn.
Now, Bobby, I'm asking you, you know, you ran in the Stallion class. I don't know if you ran in the Stallion class, but if you ran into somebody like, let's say the Iceman, would that made you nervous or you just said, fuck, he got to get up there. I got to get up there. I don't know where Bobby went. Bobby probably can't answer nothing because Bud won't shut the hell up.
He probably was on Bud.
313-5986, man. God dang, this man won't be quiet. Your mic goes on. Brandon, what's up, baby? Brandon, you just come out a hell of a battle a couple of weeks ago. That, when you got up there, was you nervous or you just said, fuck it, it is what I turned out.
Hey, Kimo, where that noise come from? Get rid of that noise, man.
That Brandon at
oh,
work.
Oh, shit,
that's me.
That's me. Damn, my bad. Let me go
on
mute, Kimo.
I'm on the toilet. Brandon, you heard me, Brandon. Like, when you got up there to run, whatever, was you nervous or anything? You just, Marcus Burke, you just got up there and went straight to him, huh?
Nah, I didn't think about who was over there. I'd be worried about what part's gonna fall off the bitch going down the track more than anything.
So another human being over in that lane, it's not making you nervous or anything. You worry about your car per se. Worried about if everything gonna stay intact.
It don't bother me.
That's why you went straight in and tore up out of it on Mr. Burke, Marcus Burke.
Oh, man. Not the X, man.
Damn, Kimo, they down on your line.
You know why they down? You know what I'm saying? They can't get nothing out because my little buddy, I try to open his mic back up, and he's steadily going. You know what I mean? I don't know if he high or what. God damn.
Oh, man.
Hey, Kimo, you put that horn on his ass, Kimo.
That's what, well, I haven't had to put the horn on him too, no more, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I'm going to open his mic
up, what,
man. He won't
you know what they're drinking? You know what they're drinking to do, don't you? You know what they're drinking to do, don't you?
Yeah, have you unruly. Have you unruly. Have him unruly. He that horn.
Hey, Kimo, I'm going to say this. Old Bub, he has some real good comments sometimes, but sometimes he can be a little bit overbearing. And
obnoxious.
I think part
yeah.
of it. And hold on. Yeah, exactly. Obnoxious. I'm going to say this. I think some of it may be, you know, for his extracurricular activity. He like to turn it up.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to say a lot of it, too, I think comes into play with Bub. Now, this is just my opinion. So he can cuss me out or talk to me or whatever. But I think a lot of it is Bub is not only confident, he's cocky and arrogant.
That means he'll go red for the bread.
So, I mean, I see Zay, I'm going to say this. To me, that motherfucking Zay, that motherfucker is real good to me. He gonna, if he ain't first, he going to always be real close on the tree. He, like he said, he done studied his equipment. He know it, da-da-da-da-da. He's somebody that bears watching. But Zay's, I don't take him as cocky or confident. I mean, cocky and arrogant because he only responds to what he gets, or he'll turn it up when the conversation needs to be. He don't just come out and say, I'm going to beat your motherfucking brains out, punk. You ain't shit. You're a stroke, motherfucker, da-da-da-da-da. But when he gets into confrontational situations about his grudge racing, then he turns it up. But otherwise, you know, he just the regular guy. Now, sometimes Bub can just come on and say, where these motherfucking strokes at? Well, ain't nobody said nothing to you. You really ain't that good. That's
might.
Like, let me say this. Let me finish this, Kimo, because I'm going to give you a real good example. He was really finna go off on that shit, and Zay just humbly told him, yeah, nigga, you didn't leave first. You know, he didn't have to get into the battle.
I did leave
then
first.
Bub,
that 1,000.
But then Bub was finna say, bet 1,000, da-da-da-da-da. But then Zay...
Mm-hmm.
Really, I don't know if he give a shit or not, because fuck who leave first. The end result it pays to who turned their light on. So I wouldn't give a fuck if you beat me out of that three cars. If my light come on,
they both
flip me. Who gives
they
a
both
fuck?
Flip me.
So that's we the end result.
Now, it don't even matter, Flop.
Yeah. So, but I'm just saying that to say, you know, Zay sometimes can show a little bit more humbleness. And I'm going to say this. I think it's a maturity level.
I can't be humble, Flop. I can't be humble. Hold on.
You can or
hold
you
on,
cannot.
Buddy. You just say yeah.
You said you cannot
say,
be humble.
Go ahead, me, bro.
He said he can't be humble.
Flop, I can't afford to be humble. I don't have no money
okay,
in this shit.
Hey,
I'm poor. I'm just in this shit off of how I was raised and off
so,
of racing.
Hold on.
This game is not humble. It's like boxing.
Hey,
it's like MMA fighting.
Hey,
there's nothing humble about it.
Let me say this to you, young man. I'm going to say that. You better grow the fuck up, because I don't give a fuck what you do. You better learn a sense of humbleness in everything you do.
But, Flop, you
are
never
you,
heard me
when,
disrespect
oh,
nobody.
Hold on. It ain't about disrespect. I'm saying humbleness to you as far as yourself goes. That's why when you fall, Bub, that's why you fall so fucking hard. Because somebody come on here and they beat your
humble,
ass. In a, listen, Bub. You don't listen for one. Let me say this to you. I can prove that you fuck up.
You won't listen.
You won't listen, sir. I'm going to point it out to your young ass. When you get beat in a grudge race, you disappear on Facebook for weeks. You come on there and you make all them bullshit posts because your fucking feelings hurt because you're not humble. That's what I'm talking about,
So, Flop,
you're
got
not
a problem
humble.
Because
you
I
know,
disappear
hey,
when I get
no,
my
no,
ass
no, no, no. Here's the thing. You know, you need to realize this, boy. Humility is a fucking strength. It's not a weakness, man. You need to learn what humbleness is, man.
You better take what I'm saying and look it up. I took school
hey,
on the back line about it.
If you look up girls racing, you're going to see my face. Like, I swear
hey,
to
man,
God.
Girls racing
oh,
ain't
man.
Got shit to do with this. This about life, man. You
yeah,
better
yeah,
take the lesson.
I hear you about life, but I'm all girls racing. Look up girls
okay.
racing. You're
well,
see
well,
my face.
Die, okay. If James
and
Black Taylor
Clock,
cop,
I don't have no issue with
your not so humble ass going to cut your motherfucking throat then.
Clock,
the
ain't
man
nothing
stole
humble
the
about girls racing. And you can ask
okay.
my big brother Cuddy that. Ain't
hey,
nothing humble
hey,
about
hey, Bobby.
This shit. We
hey,
come to kill.
Hey, Kimo. Anybody on who a grudge racer on here? Somebody say something. I want to ask
him
one question.
We come to kill.
Cut.
We not humble.
Hey, cut. Anybody on here that's a grudge racer? Hey, let me ask you a simple question, cut. When you go out there and y'all fucked over Uncle Sam like yesterday's news, did somebody in your crew or you or somebody tell him, good race, man. Holler at us when you get ready. Appreciate the action.
Yeah, we always do that.
That's, hold on, cut. That's all I want to hear. Bub, that's humbleness. That's humbleness, boy. He didn't go there and say,
you
punk
you
bitch.
Don't think I
fucked over you like yesterday.
Hold on.
You just said ain't nothing humble
come
about
on,
grudge
bro.
Racing, man. You don't know what
it's,
the fuck
really
you're saying, man.
It's really not nothing humble about Was you trying to get up there
hey,
for that dad? There's nothing humble
hey,
about
Bub.
This shit, Block.
Hey, Bub. You
Block,
have a good evening. I don't want to talk to stupid boys, man. You better grow up, son.
Right,
oh, man.
All right,
that's two of them,
man. All right, Flop.
That's two of them.
I'm going to shut the fuck up.
Hey, hold on, Slop and Bub for a minute. 219-9726, your mic open. I got, who is this? Is this Leon?
Lincoln.
Hey, Leon, have you ever, when you go into a race, what grudge race or what race, even when your class racing day, have made you nervous that you was going into? What race made you nervous? Oh, that ain't leaking. All right. Damn, hold on. Let me
any radio pro.
Hold on. Damn, bud. There I go for that, bud. Aunt Bonnie.
I can't get him
Aunt
on. Kimo, you got a call. Won't let me merge.
Aunt Bonnie, where's... Hold on.
I sent
y'all
you
got Aunt Bonnie on here?
I'm about to... Hold on.
This is the Michigan talk,
bud.
So hold on, Kimo. And I'm very sober, and I'm being very respectful. Y'all got Aunt Bonnie on here?
No, you're not,
tell
bud.
His motherfucking no-neck ass to get Black Death up there.
See, you're jumping all around. Why don't you show a little bit of humbleness to the show?
No, I can't
him...
be humble.
Mm-hmm.
Flop.
And
I'm
Bonnie,
it's all another Flop.
Okay, see, I understand. I should have cut
Flop,
you out,
Flop.
But that's immature. That's immaturity on your part.
Nothing,
that's immaturity. No. I don't have to talk bad about
hey,
you.
Hey,
that's immaturity
hold on
your
Slop,
part,
hold
sir.
On, Slop. I got Aunt Bonnie on. Aunt Bonnie, I got to ask you. Is there any races that you went into that
we're building the house
or any opponent?
That's me. I'm in the shop.
Any opponent that you went that you was racing that you was nervous racing against?
Ain't no structure.
Where Bonnie at? Bonnie.
I'm sitting there trying to think back. Was there anyone that I was there? It's been a while. I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Only I can't say. I mean, I wasn't driving, but as far as Tuna Building and everything, it was a CMC and that game race. I was nervous because I was having so many problems, and we spent a whole lot of money. And I was like, "Damn, do I make the right calls?" It was a lot into it. As far as me driving, racing somebody, I can't say grudge racing, no.
Mm-hmm. So Bonnie,
I think Pro Mod racing, I was intimidated when I first started PDRA racing in the Pro Mod league with those guys. I was like, damn, am I going to be able to compete with them?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't a certain individual that you had to race on that ladder made you nervous. It was just you was nervous about are you going to be able to compete or keep up?
Yeah, I was that am I going to be able to keep up as in like a competitive level. I mean, it was Ricky Smith, a whole bunch of guys, Lucy, Shannon Jenkins, all them. Yeah, I was nervous going against.
Jay Cox.
I didn't run at this. I didn't run a circuit when Jay Cox. Yeah, I did. I did. I ran 1 year when Jay Cox first had came on the scene.
Okay. I'm a 901-7566. I see the other guys. I'm gonna ask y'all. I'm gonna open y'all up too. Just give me a second. Is this Witt?
No, this Duke man. My bad. I hit the wrong button.
Okay,
I'm
sorry
about
that.
Yes, Kimo. It's me.
Okay, Tim,
what race? I know. You heard the question I asked? Did you have your hand up because you want to answer the question? No, I wanted to make a statement. I like what Bub do. I think he's one of the assets to the racing game because he be wide open, and I love that about him.
Tim, right now it ain't the time to go. I'm going to give him a chance where he can go full throttle, but I'm just trying to get around these guys and ask
them
a question.
The man say he go out and he do what he do. He ain't nerdy. He just be humble. And that's good information, and that's a good advice.
Mm-hmm.
But I still say I like him. I like how his aggressiveness. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I like that about Bud. Mm-hmm. He don't play. He love what he do.
Okay.
He do what he do, and that's
but
just
Tim
my
House,
opinion.
Well, let me ask you the question. Have you ever been nervous, seeing that you've been a driver yourself and you race? Have you ever been nervous of anybody?
Yes, on the street. Every time I got in the car, I was nervous. Because I don't want to be wrapped around a telephone pole. And then when it came to the actual grudge racing, I didn't know if I, had enough to run with them or not. I didn't know. So my first race, that's the only part of nervousness I was at. Do I have enough? Am I ready to go? I don't know. So, but I'll tell you what happened. Brother Dog, and I ain't trying to bootlick, he the one told me, Tim, I'll go on, do what you got to do, man. Run the car like it is. That's all you got to do. Run it. And I said, okay, that's what I did.
Hey, Tim, now.
313-7450.
I don't want
you. Your mic open. Go ahead.
What up, Kimo?
Hey,
what's
Tim,
up? Who is that?
You know who that is, man. It's Ben, man. The goddamn Bub on this motherfucker drunk. The only thing that make him an asset and he aggressive is that 187 proof. That's it.
Okay. Okay, fine.
Somehow.
Lord,
how much?
Hold on. Okay, go.
I can't hear you, man.
There's
too much going on.
I'll wait, Tim.
Being that you done drove the race car and everything, is there any race that you went into that you were nervous?
When I ran Leon and them driving dog car, yeah, I was nervous because... You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I only made one hit in the car, and then when it was come race day, it was time to go. I'm sitting in that thing, going through my mind, stay off the wall.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing be going through my mind, Kimo, stay off the wall.
Kimo, let me jump in and say this to Tim Howe. Tim Howe, I didn't want you to confuse my discussion with Bub as me, criticizing him for his aggressiveness. No, I love that, too. You're supposed to be fearless, fearful, and tear motherfuckers' head off, Tim. But at the end of the day, you're supposed to be humble, Tim.
I'll be trying to tell him that.
Once you learn that there is a place for humbleness, even though you the
goddamn,
then you'll be a better player, a better participant. But to hear me, Bub say, ain't no room for humbleness in this and grudge and all that, that's the wrong mentality. I understand where it's coming from. Yeah, I'm the baddest motherfucker in the car. I knock the tree down. I break your back. I'm the baddest motherfucker behind the wheel. Da 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 da.
But at the end of the day,
Flop,
you better have some humbleness. Yo.
Hey, Flop. Now, you talking about humble. You talking about humble. If, you know, knock on wood, if James Blackburn was to break and he had to get him fixed, where would Bud be at? Where would he be then? He'd be just as humble as ever, right? Because you wouldn't be
here.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So,
yes.
I be trying to tell a man the same thing. Be the same all the way around the board. When you
Pine,
lose,
come
right.
on,
you
man.
Know,
when
you
on.
Lose,
mm-hmm.
when you lose,
hey,
when
Bub,
you lose,
when that car
Pine,
breaks,
hey,
Bub
on,
will buy somebody else's car to drive and still be the same way. Y'all leave that man alone.
When you
man.
Lose,
hey, we, hey,
hey
fella,
come on,
hey,
man.
Flop.
Hey,
Flop.
Come on,
Pine ain't dogging that man. Hey, don't y'all get it twisted. Pine ain't dogging him. He just talking, man. That's life experience.
Yeah.
It ain't just
I'm
the
saying,
Bub, it's
Pine
the all of
me.
Us.
Pine been on me
that
for 25 years.
That man ain't
got
to be humble if he don't
want to
be humble. He ain't got to be humble if he don't want to be humble. Humble ain't for everybody.
Come
okay.
on, man.
Oh, hey, hold on.
Hey, man.
Hold on. Now,
hey, man.
You
want to play?
Cool
hey, man, man.
I don't want
hey,
no
man,
smoke,
man. You want to play humble?
I
don't want to
play nothing. I'm just saying. That man don't got to be humble. Y'all can't tell that man how to be. Y'all don't
want
to tell another grown ass man how to be.
Hey, man, man.
I'm talking
about you.
You ain't got
time for that shit. I ain't going to hold the punches either. He was humble as a goddamn lamb when he bounced that motherfucker off the wall, wasn't he?
Oh,
he didn't
man.
Have a fucking thing to say.
Well,
he wanted
I
every motherfucker
that.
To send up prayers for him. He wanted motherfuckers to good graces. He wanted James Black to get the car back together
I never
and all of that. He was humble
that.
As hell then.
Flop.
He didn't have
Flop.
Nothing to fucking race.
Every time he lose,
hey,
the man crawled up under a rock.
How y'all, I don't
he
understand how y'all not support
hey, man,
and go
man,
against
man.
Me. But y'all
hey,
are
man,
tripping
man.
Me
yeah.
dick
hold
and
up,
calling
hold
shoes.
Hey, man,
I don't
man.
Understand
you
it.
Talk about
I don't
all
understand
shit.
How y'all
you
go against me
too,
and
man,
not
man.
Support
you,
me.
Hold on,
bud.
This ain't just about you. This the motherfucker that's kissing your ass. Hey, man. You get on that motherfucking press show and talk about you, the devil, son, y'all boys.
Well,
the devil. But soon as something happened, man, your ass was, when your ass had that looked out with that trouble, motherfucker, we was all goddamn
hey,
praying for you.
Y'all
and saying
nigga,
good things
y'all,
for
oh,
you.
Man.
You was
y'all
humble then.
Y'all get out of his religion. Because I... My
Lord,
main thing is
no, y'all, I wasn't humble. I had y'all humble for me.
Y'all come on here
y'all,
and want to be
this.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I don't get this shit, man.
Okay.
You don't get what? You don't Don't
take his criticism, man. He's not a racist.
Hey,
no.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, Black, I be trying my best to be respectful.
But you good, like, bud?
Flopping
hey. Racer, but he's not a racer. So, you know what I'm saying? You got to take the criticism, man. You got to take the good with the bad, man.
Hey.
Find out
mm-hmm.
a racer no
more.
Hey,
James Black.
Hey, Bub. Let me tell you something. It's lonely at the top, Bub. You know why? Because the bottom
man.
Is always crowded. That's why you're
Thank
getting
you,
all the
Hold
at
on.
The top.
How you know, Tim? You ain't never been
well,
to
I appreciate
the top.
Them,
you ain't never been at the top, Tim. Hey, Tim.
Come on,
if you was at the top, hey, if you was at the top, the mountain will crumble. You too heavy to be at the
Damn.
Top, Tim.
Oh, goodness.
Hey, Tim, motherfucker
having a general conversation and Bub getting his
mm-hmm.
goddamn feelings talking about somebody
oh,
disrespecting and dog.
Oh,
hell.
Man.
Said,
not the wildlife is rose.
Nothing disrespectful, man.
All right,
man.
All right,
not the wildlife is rose.
I don't understand your issue with me, Pine.
I thought you was on mute.
You know what's crazy, man?
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening, and I see, I don't know if I argue like this on the show. I see why dogs,
mm-hmm.
man, dogs, I just want to have control of the show. But I see why you get body mics and stuff like that. Because it'd be too much chaos, man. A motherfucker can't even have a decent conversation.
You got a comment there, Kimo.
Yes, sir.
You right, Kimo.
Yeah. That's why you got to control the mic and put the ass on mute. That's why you got to put the ass on mute.
I try not to, man.
I ain't talk crazy to nobody, man. Come on, Pine.
Ain't nobody talk crazy to you.
Ain't nobody talk crazy to you.
Lord have mercy.
But hold on.
They just
hey,
said
Pine.
You ain't got no
hey,
man.
Hey,
somebody said
Pine.
Something crazy to you.
Hey, Pine.
Ain't nobody saying nothing crazy
man,
to you.
Hey, Pine.
Pine and Bub, I think both of them need to let a button go,
man.
What
up, Bub?
Let
me say this to you, Pine.
If somebody did talk crazy to him,
tell him, quit crying, because he just said ain't no humbleness in this. This grudge
ain't nothing really humble about grudge racing, Flux.
But you ain't got to talk about his personal life and all that. It ain't nothing humble
man,
about grudge racing, Flux, in my opinion.
Nobody
mm-hmm.
said
mm-hmm.
about your
hey, bro, who said something about your personal life, bro?
No, I'm saying overall, how time be on the morning
Nobody.
Show every morning you call me. Like,
oh,
it don't have to be personal.
Time,
you don't have
man.
To be mad because a nigga doing his thing.
Stop,
and a nigga been doing his thing and been like, it don't have to be like that.
I got a question for Bub, and another one. Can I ask Bub a question, please?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Hey, Bub.
What up, Bub Peso?
Who you locked in with this weekend, man?
Man, I seen your list up there. You was missing some of my races. But look, Peso, my granddad just called me and cussed me out, so I'm really trying to say less.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm trying to change the topic for you, my brother. I just said who you locked in with.
The two races you put up, I think Quarantine got Lonnie.
He don't even know.
They can't stand this shit, Peso. They hate me, and they've been hating me. I don't get it.
Hey, everybody don't like
you
doing your job.
They just ain't doing good.
You need to get some more haters. That's what you're looking for. You want more haters? Yes, it is. If you're doing your job good, you need some more haters. Get them on you. That's what you want.
I know they won't put Pine and nothing over there and ride or die against Bub. I know that.
Uh-oh.
And we'll put
I'll get in something to go against your ass.
Oh, man.
What you want to lock in, Black? You drive, I drive. Let's get it.
I'll drive. I own Pine. I own it.
You just told me to lock.
I own, motherfucker. You drive.
You just told me.
Bubba's
a flunky. I'm not a jockey.
Bubba,
jockey.
Oh, man.
Drive shit.
But you a Thug Trigger, man. Dick became Kamala right now. You a prostitute.
When did I say something about Trigger Man coming to Milan?
Not being humble.
I said if he came to Milan, you would shine his shoes.
No, I don't shine shoes.
You don't talk crazy to me from doing the same thing.
You the one sucking dick to drive.
Not to Johnsonville.
Back to the topic, man.
He said,
you the one sucking dick to drive. I ain't sucking nobody dick to drive. I'm going to suck my own dick to drive this shit.
I'll fall out with you and come back respectfully and be cool with you. And you still want to disrespect. Come on, pal.
That's the whole thing.
Come on,
you talking about something. You want to hear about something, dick?
Oh, man. Not them Johnson
bills. Leave all that alone, man. Let's keep it grudging.
Oh, man. Ain't no fucking in this, man.
Hey, Con, just tell him you never been able to stand me since I was driving
man,
for my granddad.
And
I talked crazy to
you
on Pedro video from 2009. Just be honest, man. Tell him the truth. You can't stand it.
Bub, you need to listen to yourself, Bub.
Just tell him, you can't take it from when I was driving for my granddad, and I would have melted all
man,
you bitches,
you
and
act,
I'll still melt
like
all
a,
you bitches go ride or die right
you
now.
Act like
you
I
can't
got,
take it.
You act like I got
you
a
can't
take
that
it.
That ain't being respectful.
Hey, Pride, hold on, y'all. I got Leon on. Is there anybody you ran against or you raced or any race that you went into that you were nervous?
Jimmy, you say what, Kimo?
Is there any race that you went into?
Hey, you got to put these people on mute, man. It's too much background noise,
man.
Man.
Who they got noise in the background, man?
Hey, Leon. Can you hear me, Leon? Has there ever been a time where you went into a race that you were nervous about it? That's
what he thought about racing me?
Not one. I just got up there and raced because I knew I had enough.
What about you was in Memphis and bought that top ladder in and revved on the motor 50 times and went red?
I don't know, Leon
won't have enough this weekend.
So Leon, it's never a race that you went into that you was nervous.
Kimo, as long as I've been racing, all they can do is win some money for me. That's it.
It ain't even just about winning the money. I'm talking about the class.
I can go back. When we race, we just race. You know what I'm saying? Today's race, if this kind of shit goes on here, stop folks from spending their money. They wait on somebody else to spend money to put them in somewhere to go race with. See, I didn't give no fuck, and I don't give a fuck about today. I don't care nothing about today. It's just money,
that
man.
That nigga bumped that top
only,
light in the rails on the bitch 50 times.
Not,
he's a jitty boy. Hang him up.
Press on you. You only race for what you can afford to lose. You know what I'm saying? And there's no
pressure
there.
You ain't nervous
because
you ain't racing nobody.
There's got to be somebody that claiming another car and want to race at an event.
Peso, get on his ass. That nigga went to Memphis and bumped the top light in and revved on the engine 50 times.
But you know what, though? Hey, Kimo, I got this, Kimo. I bumped the top bulb on with my shit.
And he went red and jumped
yet.
Out the car like he wanted to fight because this dumbass went up there.
I got my own shit. I have nobody else's car.
Kimo, put that horn on his weak ass from Indiana. He's from Michigan City, Indiana. Put that horn on him.
No. When we talk about that on this show, that gets shut down last time I checked. We don't talk about who owns cars.
Hey, Peso. They don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to hear the
truth. That's it. You can't
leave out of the wrong
motherfucker.
Put the horn on.
Don't bring that shit up on Bub, because Bub, I'll drive you, Leon. I'll bet $1,000 on that. I bet $1,000 on that. Don't bring that shit on Bub.
Hey, Peso, won't you bet $1,000 on your own shit? And stop betting better than everybody else.
Lock the fuck in, motherfucker. Lock in. I bet more than that. Lock in.
Get that. Okay, hold on.
Friday and Saturday, you pick a date.
Hold on. You can't bet enough that bonds race, man.
Oh, my God. Here we go, y'all. Here we go. The biggest race coming up in the weekend, this nigga want to talk about a
you
whole
ain't
different
no race. You ain't got no big race. All you doing is driving around here.
Oh, no.
Hey. He got some shit in
there. Let me say this.
We ain't going to do that, Leon.
Hey,
Leon.
Clearly, obvious.
You want a motherfucker to come to a fucking event?
Hey, Leon. Hey, to me, it's the biggest race in the world. To you,
I
respect that. Okay, good. Okay, we ain't going to do that tonight. We're going
to
keep it racing, my guy. Let's keep it
racing.
Let's keep it racing, Leon.
Don't talk shit. Hey, Peso, he over there.
You
want to
lock in?
He got to pay him no money.
You
want to
lock in? Hey, do you want to lock in or you want to talk shit like a little bitch?
Any lock in, I'm going to that bonds race. That bonds race. You
exactly.
See, hey, I tell you what.
Hey, get this weak motherfucker off the
bitch,
phone, man.
I tell you what you do.
Nigga, I always want to be on some weak ass shit.
You
know my shit this weekend. You want to throw that weak ass shit in the air,
you
know, man. Get the fuck out of here.
Your race ain't
weak ass, nigga.
You're buying the bed.
Yeah, lock in
there.
Say lock in. I dare you. And I bet I got your weak ass shit. With the gas.
Hey, go. Your brother already said you can't do that.
Hey, lock me in. I'm talking to you right now. Man to man, boy.
Shut up, man. Hey, boy, before I come to your race, the world will come to an end.
You didn't even talk about owning a car, but you don't want to lock yours
in. That shit you
man,
got.
Shut up.
I hope it rains.
Hey, everybody going to be there. Your
whole
team. Your
whole
team.
You the only thing
in our car that ain't going to be there.
I hope it rains at that race while you waiting on everybody to spend some money with your weak ass.
Hey, lock me in. Lock me in.
Peso, you might as well let me come to you. Wherever you at.
I am not locked in. Lock me in.
With no pain medication.
Slow ass shit. Old ass, raggedy
okay,
ass
hold
car.
On, hold on, y'all. Hold on. When is your race? I'm going to see if he's trying to raid me. When is your race? Saturday, right?
Yeah, man.
Get your puss ass to Mark, boy. Get your puss ass to Mark.
Hey, I tell y'all. Y'all got half retarded ass motherfuckers on the road, dog. This is to be a little
ass nigga.
Timo, get this man up on the road, man.
He's an old ancient ass nigga. Get the fuck
man. Get this man off the phone. This nigga stupid,
your race
man.
Is
get off the
my
phone,
race
man.
Is Friday. Get your ass to March Friday.
Hey man, go fly
and
a kite, dog.
Test, boy. I'm gonna let
you. You reaching? You reaching? Let me know when you want to step
up
on that
phone.
Hey, go pop you a Viagra and call me back. You ain't trying to do
shit.
Go find your nut in your dick, man. You sound stupid as hell. Trying to lock me in
that
Shut up.
That nigga got Don Garland, Firestone, Slickstone.
You
got to
get
there.
I think he's mentally retarded, man. Hey, man, let's race at a different track on your event. How stupid do you sound, man? Somebody get this man out the lobby.
Leave him alone.
Hey, get this man out the lobby, dog. Get this man out the
lobby.
Hey, Peso.
Put that nigga convertible turtle in the mausoleum. He's dead. He's retired.
Hey, hold on.
Leon, hold on.
Give me a second. Hey, I got a question. Seeing that you have drove your car and you've been in big money races, is there any race that you went into that you don't know about?
No.
Some people, it may be a little different, but like gambling. I mean, gambling.
Come on, Kimo, get your show together, man. Hold on, Leon. I mean,
Teddy, got you in the background.
He
out
of party. Tate out of party. That's why you Tate phone acting up a little bit. But go ahead, Tate. Can you hear me?
Yeah, well, I say it might be a little different for some people that don't gamble. Like, I gamble, period. Like, I gamble before I fuck with cars. So when I'm in a race with somebody and I'm gambling my money, no, I ain't never been scared. I ain't never been nervous. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? You don't win or you don't lose. You know what I'm saying? And if people don't understand that, if you ever shot dice for 5,000 a roll or 2,000, 3,000 a roll, You understand what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Light skin. You can, if you're not seeing the same question, you're going to ask the same way. I'm sure he ain't never been scared. Hey, Ma. Yeah, I'm sure he's going to ask the same way. You know what I'm saying? Because being in a race car and gambling my money, I ain't never been scared cause, or nervous because I gambled anyway. You know what I'm saying?
That's all I wanted to ask you. I know you
said
you had a...
Yeah, I'm at a reunion, yeah. But I'll holler back at y'all.
Okay, Tate, go ahead, bro.
All right, boy.
Yeah,
we
got
to take
the carry on.
Hey, Kimo.
Now, Tate.
Have you ever been in a race? Have you ever been in a race the way you was nervous with your car?
Yeah. I'm gonna tell you when I raced the ugly hooker in Memphis, right? we was in the staging lane and I had to go back to the trailer to get something. And Torrance caught me by myself, like, "Yeah, boy, we finna get to your ass." Now he made me nervous, but I said,
"Who caught you by yourself, Torrance?"
Torrance. I don't know. Torrance is the guy who owned that damn burgundy car. Ruby red. Ruby red. So he caught me by myself. He said, "Yeah, we can get to your ass." So I said, "All right, well, fuck it. I'm nervous, though." I said, "Bet another $500. You know, I got nervous, but I'm going to bet some more money to get my motherfucker." And lo and behold, we tore their ass up. And, I was nervous, but shit, when I get nervous, I'm going to bet a little bit more money. Fuck it.
Hey, Kimo, been a lot of times you weren't nervous, though. You used to jump out on skinny-ass Jimbo like you wanted to jump on him.
Because I wanted to run Jimbo at the time, me, Jimbo, and
nigga,
Wayne.
Nigga, you parked
Wayne
your car in the middle of the motherfucking pit and jumped out on that nigga. I said, this nigga Kimo crazy.
Yeah, I'm ready to race him. I was ready to run Jimbo. At the time, it was Jimbo and Wayne.
But you
had him
well
like,
covered, though, Kimo.
But they have been talking a lot of shit, so I'm trying to get at Jimbo ass.
This nigga parked his truck in the middle of the pit and jumped out and was pointing. Jimbo was scared as hell. I said, "Oh my God."
They were running good. I was running good. I wanted to see, you know, well, shit, who ran the best? Shit. I wonder if Whit ever
get
nervous or anything. You know,
because
Whitcomb has some big races.
Nope.
Everybody
he don't ever get
nervous.
Dude, huh? Whitcomb smoking them doobies. He don't get nervous.
I think the most doobies he smoked the nervous. Okay, I got one hand up here. 1111111.
Yeah,
who is it? Is it
Whit?
What's up,
Kimo? Yeah.
Hey, Whit, like, I know you
done
had a lot of big races and stuff. Is
there
any races that you went
into
that you was nervous?
Mm-hmm. All of them. Them motherfuckers who said they been like Kate flying ass on, he bet that money and wasn't nervous. He's telling a goddamn lie.
Oh, man. Come on,
all
Whit.
Them motherfuckers
me,
that's you,
right.
And all them motherfuckers be nervous. Telling a goddamn lie.
Come on, Whit.
He wasn't. Tell me he wasn't nervous, man. I like it. Bet my gamble 5,000 motherfuckers be nervous. Quit lying.
Something nervous. Ain't nobody shaking, but you nervous. I ain't no.
Hey, you
no
might not be shaking
like this,
nervous, like you scared to run, like you running or something, but you nervous.
Mm-hmm.
You nervous. You holding your breath, or you
got
blinking
twice. Got them butterflies in your stomach, are we?
Yeah, hell yeah. They tell me they ain't nervous, man. I ain't never, you got to tell no fucking lie. Anytime I go into battle, went into battle, I was nervous. When my son go into battle, I'm nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Just,
that's
I don't know why.
That's a real
deep
shit right there, y'all. That's a real
deep
shit right there.
But shit, your ass nervous, man. Junior tell me he ain't never been nervous. He telling a damn lie. Look, shaking motherfucker.
White fucking lie.
Well, I can tell you, I had, and this may be off topic, but I asked my son that he play basketball, and you know what the guy told me? Before he played a game, he got to go and take a shit.
said, what?
Yeah, yeah.
He said, my stomach, and he didn't play it on TV, ESPN. I said, Bubba, you ever be nervous? Yeah, Daddy, I got to go and shit every time before I play. Huh?
Hey,
Kimo.
Hey, Kimo.
Yeah.
Ask Q and Cut and all and where they can find me right before. I'm fucking them shit houses down.
Hey,
oh man,
hey Brandon, Black Kirsten with that shit in before the race, man.
Yeah,
that bitch Kirsten.
Damn, so Brandon, you say you gonna take a you gonna take a shit?
Hey, that damn like a street king, Rob, before the race.
Hey, Kimo.
You
fucked
up clacking him together for
him,
right?
Got a picture of him running his toilet before he ran Tony Bass. He was running to the shitter.
I took a picture of his ass.
Kimo, I got somebody that wanna talk about a lock in.
I got a picture of his ass. He was getting it too. I said, look at it, Jay.
I took the portable fan in the porta potty with me.
This nigga Brandon had brake cleaner clean the toilet off. I said, my nigga was in the damn toilet body with brake cleaner. Brandon said, that was me.
Hey, Brent Kirkland. I seen a nigga Brandon coming out the porta potty when he was in the lane with Uncle Sam. I said, man, yeah, he fucked up too.
Hey, bud.
Knock.
My.
Y'all niggas be shit like
not a real come out.
Yeah,
Kimo. Now before the race, I'm gonna have to take a shit. But like when we sitting there, once I'm in the seat strapped in, I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
After that.
Hey,
it don't matter who over there, what they doing.
Hey, I swear that shit. Like when I go to the airport, about to get on the plane, I gotta shit. I'd roll the plane a million times. Still gotta shit.
Oh man.
Listen, it's two things. As long as that braggity bitch start up and do a burnout, shit, it's a wrap after that.
It ain't got to be no burnout for me, pretty cheap. That bitch turn over, before it start, I'm ready.
Now, see, here you go. It took for Brandon to say, man, my stomach, I had to take a shit. But like,
yeah, I'm
going to
use every bathroom on this track.
Hey, down south, they don't have bathrooms. They got porta potties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm
shitting
it all though.
Hey, hold on. Now, Bub, you want to start that? And we already got.
I don't want to start nothing with you, Flop.
And trick or treat, and you know we got.
I don't
want to
start nothing with you, Flop. I don't want to start nothing with you.
You're making them bogus comments. You're making them bogus comments like a boy. You're making them bogus comments like a boy.
All right, Flop. Whatever. I don't want to argue, man.
Hey, Flop.
Yeah,
Flop,
you want to start?
Them bitches clean as a motherfucker.
Hey, cut. I'm gonna tell you like they tell me, cut. This ain't got nothing to do with you. You just collateral damage. You know I support you back in, but y'all need to put a muzzle on this boy that's running his fucking mouth.
Oh, Flop,
man. I ain't saying nothing to
not
you,
that
man.
Pit bull.
On,
yeah, talking about down south, but ain't got nothing before the potty. Be careful what you say,
Flop. But guess what? I love it down there. I'll take a fan there with you.
Hold on. We got bathrooms, boy. Now, you want to talk about the facilities at 42?
Carolina.
You want to talk about
the
facilities
in
Ohio?
With an extension cord into the porta potty with me.
Hey,
ain't no bathroom.
Hold on, y'all. Peso said he had a lock-in. Where you at, Peso?
Matt, he hung up, but I had Tryon on from the DMV. He got it locked in. He just got it, but he just locked in with Kyle Anderson. And then he just locked in with Full Metal Jacket. And he wanted to get one more. I was hoping Quarantine would probably want to, or Jesse James might want to have that big block off steel all glass car.
No, don't say Quarantine.
What's the name? What's the name of the car?
Hey, you see I changed my name. You see I changed the name. It's Franklin Saint.
Hey,
Franklin Saint.
We're not right to him.
Hey, all right, cut. Leave that alone. I know, you know.
We can't race him, Peso, for that one reason.
Okay. Good report. Anybody else? All right. But no, cut. You bring a good point. But you know, you can't. The problem with shit like that is, it is. I ain't gonna talk about it.
But Peso, like, if we race him, we still going to the south.
Yeah.
Your phone acting up.
Cutter, you going in
and
out.
Your phone breaking up. So, damn. So,
yeah,
cut.
Yeah, most of y'all know what he's talking about. I don't want to bring it up on our national
show.
Mm-hmm.
So, cut, you ain't nervous. You ain't nervous when you out there gambling. You nervous when you flying over to the goddamn race.
Man, that's the only time I get nervous. I don't need to be nervous. If it's some shit, I got to shit before I get on the airplane.
Oh, man, not the crop dust.
Motherfucking needs them. Shit to clog your ass up. Shit.
Hey, Kimo.
Yeah.
I swear, every time before I go on the plane, my wife be carrying some water wipes. I take them bitches right out fast.
Yeah.
You see it?
Oh, man.
Hey, but
not the Pampers.
I tell you what, them drivers be that nervous. I'm gonna tell you something. I seen little Tony one day. We was in Indiana in the race.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going back to the trailer. He bent down at the gate and shit. He said, "Hey, real humble." He said, "Hey, homeboy,
mm-hmm.
can you bring me a pop back?" I said, "Yeah, but we finna run." I asked him that one day. He's like, "Man, I'm gonna tell you like this. Every time I get in that car to run somebody,
mm-hmm.
I'm nervous." He said, "Cause I don't know if I'm gonna come back." He said, "Anything
mm-hmm.
can happen down there, going down that track." Cause he looked, as you seen, he looked like a little kid. He was, you
mm-hmm.
know, just bending down by himself. And he looked like, I say, "Tom, what, do you ever be nervous going in that car?"
He won't worry,
yeah. Every time I strap in that motherfucker, I'm nervous. And say, "I don't know if I'm gonna come back."
Mm-hmm.
He said, "When y'all slam that door and bump him in them beams, he don't know if he's coming back." I remember that.
Why don't you just stay in the
porta
potty then,
boo? Oh, man, not the porta potty.
Have mercy.
Hey, I try to keep it.
No, I'm just saying, Kimo ain't telling
long,
a lot of
as long as I can.
Hey, Kimo, I'm trying hard not to mess up your show. I'm trying hard not to mess up your show.
Hey,
but this bull, boy, he is still
up,
on his patience.
Yeah, go ahead, cut.
Hey, listen, though. Since I know them niggas got a shit, I'm going to take all the toilet tissue out the bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey, cut. Says it, $10 a roll. $10
for about three whites. Why would you say, cut? Let me ask you this. Why would you do that to Brando when you know he's been getting
I'm going to give Brandon a roll. Since Bud called me a fat bitch, I'm going to make sure he don't have a roll.
Oh, come on, cut.
Hey, cut, you know I'm a savage, nigga. I'll take a leap.
Hey, cut.
I'll take a leap on all three to wipe my ass to go to a nigga ass.
Hey, cut. So give him break off three squares and give it to him. Tell him about do the best you can with it.
Not using a t-shirt.
Use your sock.
Use that sock.
I got one sock on. I ain't got one sock on.
My.
Hey, I'm back to Aunt Bonnie. Where Aunt Bonnie go?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I know
you can't find him. I'll mail him, Kimo.
Bonnie's still on.
I'm still on. What's popping?
Hey, Bonnie, so you never experienced that with your body, your stomach all in the nun before you had to get up and race?
Oh,
hey,
man,
Kimo,
not the bubble gut.
You know, Bonnie, big ass.
You
take me if y'all do.
You
come
back
to the question, my bad. I was talking to the guys in the shop. I was going to go grab something. What's say now?
Okay. So your stomach don't boil or nothing before you get in there in them big races? Because you've been in some big races.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't. I can't say that. I don't have no problem with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nope, I ain't been to that situation.
So have you ever
I can tell you like this. When you asked me that question earlier, have I ever been nervous? I have.
Right,
I done been so
right.
fucked
mm-hmm.
up from Sunday. Well, like I said, it still relates to the promo. My first time driving that motherfucker. I drove cars, but the first time driving Pro Mart, I couldn't even strap my goddamn stuff in that motherfucker. I was shaking so bad.
Lord,
Nelson had to scrap me in that motherfucker. I was shaking that bad. I couldn't even scrap the goddamn seatbelt.
Mm-hmm.
But I done been around these motherfuckers. Done did everything all up under the sun. When it came time that they was scrapping that motherfucker, I was nervous in a motherfucker. And so I did everything. Right? Now, he told me, the guy that owned the car, he was like, hey, you do what you good. Whatever you do, don't stall this motherfucker. It's a clutch car. I was like, all right, cool.
Mm-hmm.
He had backed up. He's over the radio. Take it to the 330, click it off. Okay, cool. I can do that. I got there, staged it. When I slid off the clutch, I took it to the 330, which I thought was the first cone I seen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he came out to the end of the track. I said, damn, that was a stop 330 pull. He said, shit. Fuck the 330. You went all the way out the back door. That's the first cone I seen. It was out the back door. I didn't even see the 330.
Oh, man.
God damn,
bro. First pull of that motherfucker. I went out there and went full two in that motherfucker.
Lord, have mercy. I
was say the first cone he saw.
I was fucked all the way. That was the first cone I saw with an 8 mile cone.
So how many passes did it take for you to calm down in that Pro Mod?
Truthfully, probably about two, three outings. I was able to say I was okay.
Two or three outings,
you know, when we was going out, mind you, this car was having a problem. It was going left, right. I was having to drive through all that. After that first pass, it made one good hit, and it broke the, it bent the hind doors from the wishbone. So we couldn't figure out why it was starting around on us. That had me all fucked up. But he wouldn't let me get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
He grabbed my wallet.
Hey, where Brandon go? Hey, Brandon.
Yo.
When you first drive Coleman Young, was you nervous?
Hell yeah. Only reason I was nervous is I knew I had put the whole thing together myself. I wasn't no telling we were going to fall off that bitch.
Good God almighty.
Oh, man, not the Shade Tree Chassis Builder.
Going fast when you just, it's all right jumping to me, bitches, but it don't make you nervous until you're in a situation.
Mm-hmm.
I think you get to the end of the train, you be shaking more than you're like, God damn. But you done came out of the situation, but it fucks you up that way. When you think about what could have happened.
It came on. Right.
Mm-hmm.
At least me, I don't know about anybody else.
Yeah, who that? Who that is?
It came on. Meatball.
Oh, man, not the meatball.
That damn Brandon told the realest shit in the world. He said he was nervous, so he put this shit together. And the world's going to happen. That's the real shit.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Don't lie. Hey, listen. Like, with me putting this shit together like that, knowing that I done touched every nut and bolt on this mother, knowing I done touched literally every part, every piece, every inch of the thing. Man, you keep sitting in the seat like, damn, did I tighten this up? Damn, did I do that all? You think of all kind of stupid shit. Then when you let the button go, come on.
Once you get into the point where you got to let that button go, you're like, fuck it.
I think I need a real cashier.
You can't say that don't happen. That's every time we go to the track. Not with me. But what is? Yeah. What did I check? What did I check? That first pass. That first pass.
I sit there and think about everything that I done touched on the car. When we took Coleman to South Carolina, I had to change the steering tab because I had moved some shit around. And
the ride, I couldn't get no ride in time to replace the shaft that I put on there. And it was a little bit too small for the Heim joint. Man, that bitch had so much play in it. You could turn it down there a quarter of a turn before it actually grabbed the rack and pinion.
Man, like that, making me think like
that. I hope this raggedy
bitch goes straight. And then it
Willie
down there half the track, so you're really fucked up. But
once you get the bitch off the line, you can. Yeah. It's all them what it is, man. That shit can get in your head big time as a driver. I know one time I stepped out the car and I was driving Brandywine and all them. I was driving a bunch of cars. I was like, God damn, I can't cut a light. But that's also where I had started tuning a bunch of cars. I couldn't figure out why the fuck I was like, I can't cut a light and save my life in these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
But I got no, I knew what I was doing, but me as a toad, I was going in. I would go into the top bunk, and I know I'm doing it in my head. Damn, I'd be checking the tunnel up this way and rolling into the second beam,
mm-hmm.
and I don't got my damn light drilled out. Because I'm thinking about it, you know, in my head about it, about the tune-ups and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I got to pull back and just focus on the tune, and then when I'm ready to goddamn set that shit to the side, I'll get back in the drive.
I think one of my nervous, even with me, a nervous part I had, we had just put a 347 in my car, and we have been having
mm-hmm.
transmission problems. So, and take this car out, I'm like, I just put a Jericho in this motherfucker. Now, these transmission
mm-hmm.
been whooping my ass. We had T5s. We breaking these bitches. So, Aaron, take this bitch up Chicago. And like,
mm-hmm.
man, I know this bitch. This bitch ain't gonna go to second. Man, that motherfucker went to second. You talking about a motherfucker was so happy. But I was so nervous that I brought this Jericho. And this bitch ain't gonna
mm-hmm.
work in this motherfucking car. Man, when that bitch went to second gear, I was happy. I was nervous
mm-hmm.
with that car. Like, damn, I'm tired of these transmissions. But I was nervous that it was going to break this Jericho. But that bitch went on in the second and third and fourth.
Oh, man.
That bitch was banging.
Not the downscale Liberty.
Yeah, downscale Liberty. That bitch worked, though, kid. That motherfucker went to banging.
Mm-hmm.
Witt said he'd be nervous on every race. I like that with Witt, and he ain't even the driver. So, Witt, do you think your driver be nervous?
Shit, I imagine he do. I ain't never asked.
Possibility.
I ain't never asked.
Hey, Timo.
Yeah, come on with it, Brandon.
You know what? Like, okay, going back to what you were just, you were talking to Witt. So his son,
mm-hmm.
So, you know, my dad, he got me started. I think I was like 13 or 14 when he first let me drive. And
mm-hmm.
as far as being nervous, back then I was never nervous. Because I ain't used to think about what happened and, you know what I'm saying, all the what is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the thing that would make me nervous was when my dad would come over and say, be safe, be careful, get out the gas or something happens. I used to have to tell my dad, damn,
mm-hmm.
stop telling me that shit, man. You fucking me up.
Mm-hmm.
It would make me think of the shit. But one thing that it did make me do, it made me respect them. It made me respect the car.
Because mm-hmm.
I used to get in them and shit, just act a damn fool. So that's one thing that
would
make me nervous.
Him being nervous made you be nervous.
Yeah, yeah. My dad used to do it. He
mm-hmm.
scared shit out. So he'd come to me, man, you got to be nervous. I mean, be careful. Go down here and get out of here if you feel anything. Or, you know, like tell me, Don't try to drive through it. Just get out of wheel, make another pass another time, you know, this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see in my head like, man, he done fucked me up. Nah, I'm scared, nah.
Mm-hmm.
Man. So I remember the first time he let me spray the car. We had put some nitrous on it. First time he let
mm-hmm.
me spray it. Shit, I got on the big end and caught myself throwing the bitch in neutral. Got all the way upstairs. And suck that bitch clean in reverse. Then it spun the car all the way around.
Oh, man. Lord, have mercy. Well, you're going to teach BJ to be better, though, right?
Shit, I think he already know.
Oh, okay.
Fuck up.
So Witt say be nervous for his son. I mean, that's got to be a nervous.
Yeah, I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. My son
finna
get
no, I'm saying, it ain't just for my son. It's like any grudge right here, I'd be nervous. It don't matter.
Yeah. Hey, Witt, so how far do you want your son to go? And is you want him to drive the big cars and shit too?
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to go all the way.
Just like the, right, just like the army, be all you can be. Just like the army,
yeah,
be all you
I
can be.
I want to go all the way. If that's what he likes to do and that's what he want to do, you know, as long as you be safe and he enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, like that here. You got to get early enough where he'll be, you know what I'm saying, like that. He got a long way to learn. So, like running big names, I don't know. With me, I always been like that. Like, I always used to want to race the people with the bigger names. I ain't never wanted to never get scared.
Yeah.
Them was the motherfuckers I wanted to beat.
Yeah, that's what he said. He want to run the big names, dog.
Yeah, them the ones, them, like, me, just speaking from being young, like, the main motherfucker that I used to want to beat still to this day, Abe.
Abe?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, fuck, right.
I don't give a fuck about race nobody else after I race him. I want to fuck him up. But it's been like this for about 16.
How long you been holding that in, Brandon?
Since I was 16.
Oh, okay. My profile picture I put up earlier today, me and you, I sent it to my mama and told her, send it to little Charlie. Tell him to eat his heart out.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I just sent it like 2 hours ago.
No, I only want to try to get. Hey, look, I only wanted to race A because I used to have a Cutlass I used to street drive around. And A pulled up on 6 Mile out of drive one day and he was talking shit. And he just kept fucking with me, and I told him, I said, man, I know who you is. I said, I can't run with that car. And he said one thing that stuck out. He said, to be the best, you got to beat the best. But what really bothered me, what he said was, he wasn't the best of me.
After I beat his ass, I said, man, you ain't.
That was some Eastside Winchester, what that shit.
Wait a minute, you said, what went after he beat his ass, what?
Oh, you ain't cute. He had
like he had a big secret. Like he was just hiding a lot of shit. Like he had some hell of a kid and shit. They used to be so stupid and shit. They were out there in front of the gap, that man. We had some simple shit in front of the man. A little old 5 inches, something, a little more than 1 system, a little 1 kit. Heavy car, big old heavy car. Abe over there, goddamn it, like they had a fucking. And skinny kid and all them boys, man. I gapped them folk ass. Yeah,
He coming back one more time, D, so you got a chance to melt his ass.
Yeah, I heard it. Yeah.
Hey, Bud, I got a text telling me.
It must be about me because you calling my name.
Need to read this to Bud. This event, this from Stevie Jackson. This event was a blast. We made it to the semifinals and the crank sensor failed.
Kimo, you know you can't run 300
feet.
Just come on and text
at 300 feet. Man, motherfucker, you bitch motherfucker. It's telling you to be humble. Stevie Jackson said you need to be humble. Stevie Jackson told me I need to be humble. No, they sent this to me to say, Stevie Jackson say drag racing is a humbling sport. He said he had his whole self covered, right? But the crank trigger sensor broke, and he lost. He was in the semifinal round. He said that hurt. It hurted him because he lost like that. That's what they're telling you. And so they say, Flop said, drag racing is a humbling sport. BB Fast got
That's the way y'all look at it. It's nothing humble. It's nothing humble about this shit to me.
Okay.
Nothing humble about this shit to me.
When your ass was around here 0-13.
From all y'all, Kimo. So, come on, Kimo.
When you was around this motherfucker 0-13, you was quiet as a mouse.
Oh, man. Not a church mouse. Not a church mouse flop.
I ain't never been on 13 flippity flop.
What else? Hey, you better tell that to your people.
You
got down,
you right. You was old 15. That's what it was.
Hey, you oh, never no, ever no, tell no, that no, shit no, when Will spent the $3 million and got his ass melted every time.
Amen. Oh,
he
man.
He tried to sneak off of those tests and melt that bitch.
So that means Lil Will said, God bless the child got his own. You freeloading then.
Yeah.
Oh, man, not the freeloader. Not Freddy the freeloader.
I'm just a driver. I don't understand why y'all don't get that. I'm just a driver. I'm trying to be the best
driver. You know,
driver.
Drivers are expendable. You know that,
y'all
right?
Watch NHL, right? Y'all watch NHL, right? Y'all watch ISL, right? Y'all
they
watch
come
the
a dime a dozen.
They don't own that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, they come, hey, you know, but you know what? That's why they get fired.
Y'all
that's why
the
they move
is.
Around like they do. Ain't no stability.
You can't move around from the best. I'm
you just have to jump
around here.
You just have to jump on whatever.
Oh, man.
Do
something
about it. Do
something about
it. Hold on,
Slop. Hold on. Hey, Bud. You say you the best around here. You
I said I'm one of the best around
beat.
This bitch.
Okay,
and do something about it.
One of the best. Listen. You got to beat the best. You got to go and
I didn't beat the
Brandon.
Best. I just went boss mine.
Hold on. You
got to
go.
Ain't beat they, bro.
Come on. Team Hogan.
Ain't beat they, bro.
Go. Hey, listen.
Oh,
you
man.
You got to run the likings of Brandon. You got to run like Lil Tony. That's around
how
here.
How can
let's
I run Brandon?
Brandon.
That's
Lil
my
Tony.
Fucking big cousin. We on the same team.
Okay.
Teammates, right?
What
team?
You
hey,
gotta
team
run eight.
He beat boss mine. That was big.
Thank you.
Come on now.
Hey,
there's only three
on,
niggas
hey,
that
hold
be
on, hold on, hold on,
God,
hold on. Hey, Brad, Witt, now you know Boss Brown's on his down flat. You know what I'm saying? You know how a motherfucker.
Man, that nigga was on my ass.
You know how good.
He just got his ass melted, Kimo. I get up there and let that button go first. Kimo, I get up there and let that button go first. They can't fade me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well,
yes,
I
let
know,
the button
bro.
Go first. If you watch the drone video from the slow motion, you'll see me up. You'll just see the little
mm-hmm.
up. You
okay.
know what I'm saying? You'll see me get off first. I'm going to get off first.
Huh?
That man be
the legend.
That man be the legend. That's B.
We've been missing each other throughout the grudge game, but I'm gonna catch.
What crazy ass?
Mm-hmm.
What you say, Cut?
So,
I'm gonna catch.
When you beat guys like Boney, that is a legend.
I
want to be guys like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Bud,
I ain't gonna tell you nothing. No
you
lie.
Beat,
now. The first time when I struck fight a goddamn Tony Bynes and then damned it all up, them heavy hitter names.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. When I fucked Tony right up and I beat him off the tree, boy, you couldn't tell me shit. So I was
I feel you, Bonnie.
Yes, hey, Bonnie, you a bad motherfucker. Right, I just right. want you to get up there and black up and let me split your asshole to your fucking forehead.
Oh, man.
Your opportunity.
Damn.
You're going to get your opportunity. But I tell you what, though.
Get Black Death up there.
If
let me
get
split
your
whole
you
body
your,
in half.
If you can get your ass down here at Devil Horse Race, I'll take this project.
Man,
and put
get
your
Black
ass
Death up there.
You won't know what hit
kill you. You.
When it gets fixed. You
when it gets fixed.
What? Okay, come on. Bring Black Death first. You putting up Mustangs on these motherfucking ghost-ass cars I ain't never seen. Get Black Death up there. Let me fuck you up.
I just said Project Baby. You say you want Project Baby, too, so I said, there you go.
I'll kill Project Baby, too.
We'll be ready first. I will lock
okay,
in.
Come
I
on. Bring your ass. Bring your stinking ass. Bring your stinking ass.
October 9th.
Split your motherfucking head.
I
will split your motherfucking head.
We're going to be there. We'll be there, Bonnie.
I can't say it.
Not be there.
Man, get Project Baby up there. I'll flip that man. Listen,
That bitch won't be two-tone no more. That bitch will be one color. Burn.
Hey,
oh,
man.
You got a motherfucking job to do. Nigga, get your locker ready. Now, what's your problem?
What up, Reek?
Project, baby. Get Project Baby and Black Death up there the same day. Flip, you weak motherfuckers. How Street King said,
my.
Kill you motherfuckers.
Damn.
And that's on God.
I hear you, but
I'll melt Black Death and Project Baby. Hurry up and get him up there.
Come
on, Ambonnie. What you will do. Hurry up and get him up there. I'll paralyze you, both of them weak bitches.
October the 9th, Raise Red at 10 o'clock. 5-on-5. Let's get it. Roger, baby. And
no, I ain't going. I'm not going to blast what you're speaking on right now, Ambonnie. I'll talk to you when it gets closer.
I've been out.
You weak.
Okay.
Damn, boy.
Get him, boy. You paid it first, though. We did right there together. We both don't pay each other, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we pay the punk out. You pay the punk out. So I'll let Black handle that. But if he points to you, I'm going to come melt both of them bitches. I'm going to turn you to complete sun.
Damn.
Son.
Damn. When you cut your button loose and look over there, I'm still beside you.
You're not going to leave. The first thing first, you're not going to leave
first.
Okay.
Got a nickel on the tree.
Okay. You can say that.
Nigga, I got so many girls races in my life, and that ain't even gonna worry on my mind. I'm not into that. That's gay shit. I'm not gay.
But, You can leave first, but we still got 606 to go.
Yeah.
Just think about
that. Okay. As long as you say that, I can leave first because I'm going to leave first. And then it's murder she wrote from there on up. Man, I'll melt Aunt Bonnie and Project Baby Her Black Death. He weak. I know he a pro my clutch driving ass nigga back in the day, but in Black Death and Project
Deposit.
Baby, I'll kill that bitch.
Deposit.
I like what does.
And Bonnie, we got a lot of races before then. I get with you. You punk out paying motherfuckers.
That sounds like a you and you project. You and you problem. I don't give a damn about that.
Hey, Bonnie, I like you though, Bonnie. I like you though, Bonnie. And I respect you. I can't wait to melt you. When I melt you, that's another bad motherfucker under my belt.
Oh, man.
Because Bonnie, they don't believe no bad motherfuckers, so I got to keep melting y'all bad motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
I just keep melting y'all. These whole ass niggas up here ain't going to give me no props, so I just got to keep melting y'all.
Hey, bud.
What up,
man? Who the hell are you talking about, whole-ass nigga?
Oh, man, come on, meatball.
You whole-ass nigga, you.
Hey, that motherfucker,
Ambone.
Hey, you different. Hey,
bud,
oh,
yeah, I believe that, man.
Ambone say, deposit.
Yeah. Hey, when we was down in motherfucking South Carolina, that motherfucker say, here go your money. Scary motherfucker. Went over there and took the bumper off, took the hood off, took the doors off. Street King say, so I'm taking the converter out. Man, that weak motherfucker was scared to death. He took the converter off that bitch.
My.
They probably say they was having problems, but he said they was having problems.
Yeah, that's what he said. That's what his mouth say, Kimo. That's what his mouth say.
You
can't
want to
get melted in front of them $5.
At the end of the day, no matter what I paid the punk out. So whatever it is, but I guarantee you, I'm trying to lock your ass in again.
Okay. Black Death up there first. A Project Baby or Black Death, it don't have a lot of work on me.
It's October. That's what I'm trying to say.
Come and melt you.
Close to October.
Turn you to a liquid.
Not the meltdown.
Turn you to a liquid, Aunt Bonnie. And you got a lot of meat on you. That's a lot of liquid.
You got a motherfucking job. Did you know that?
Man, you can't fuck with me in equal cars. I kill you 7 days a week, twice on Sunday.
Damn, bro. You won't know until we get up there and do it. And
right now,
man,
you ain't trying to
put cars on you 7 days a week, twice on Sunday, motherfucker.
Okay.
How about that? All you got to do is say yes, put us in equal cars, I'll milk you, boy.
You won't even put up a fucking deposit. How the fuck I'm going to say yes to something else?
I like that, Bonnie. I like that. You betting on Nick having a motherfucker. I'll see you soon.
I can't put up what I ain't got.
Fuck you, bro.
I can't put up what I ain't got.
See, Bonnie, respectful. He respects the game. Niggas in the background don't respect the game. At Bonnie, I fuck with you heavy, man. You respect the game.
I'm going to fuck you up. You didn't know that, right? I'm going to fuck you up.
Yeah. We all good, Bonnie. We all good, Bonnie. I got a lot of little
respect for the game. We've
been trying to get a hold of
the game. That's being humble.
Yeah, you got to be humble. You're going to get melted.
Oh, this motherfucker done chained up what he was saying.
Oh, man.
Flock, I'm going to rattle his ass, Flock. Don't worry about it.
Oh, I know. Hey,
please get
blacked
up there.
He could stay in one of them porta potties then.
Flock, you probably thought I was joking about the porta potty. I'm going to take me a friend there with me on the extension cord, Flop.
I ain't joking. Shit. You know where the porta potty is, Flop,
I ain't going to take no shit down south with all the portable fan with me. It's too hot.
Well, I ain't got them going up north, period, because I ain't got no running water. Wash your hands after you take a shit.
It's all good, Flop. It's all good. Timo.
Yeah, I who that?
This is Junior. You had a pretty good topic today, sir.
Yeah, interesting topic. Yeah, I just had to get your buddy in line, man. He all over the place, man.
I told you my granddad called me, and I know he's still listening. Cussed me the fuck out. I still can't help it though. I'm just me. He made me this way.
Yeah.
He killed you.
Created a monster.
Yes, sir.
Ain't nothing wrong with
being
a monster.
Hey,
listen. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
A lot of races coming up.
Fun. You know you only got one car to drive now. And it sent something across my fax machine. They black and sold to Malibu. Did you know that, bud?
Hell no, I ain't know that.
They let you know on the show tonight.
If you did, more blessings to him, Kimo.
Yeah. They just sold to Malibu. God
yeah,
damn.
I ain't heard that, though. I would have heard about that, Kimo.
Well, they come across my fax machine.
Oh.
It just come across it, man.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I ain't heard nothing, Big Mo.
Yeah, but you know, yeah, we had a good show, man, and we ain't gonna keep it open too much longer, man. We ain't got nothing else to talk about, man. I'm gonna go shut it down.
Man, fuck that. I got 7 more hours.
I'm out of my bitch.
Don't hang the goddamn show up, Timo. Let Bob talk. He ain't gonna do nothing but lie.
He ain't gonna do nothing but lie. Who is that, man? Who said that? Meatball.
Yeah, this Meatball. Let that son of a bitch talk, man.
Meatball, let that son of a bitch won't lie when I take your crime and the D up there, son of a bitch.
Hey, you black motherfucker, we will get up there as soon as we get right.
Hey, you chubby.
We're going to stick our whole arm in your ass.
Beer and have a motherfucker get...
motherfucker, my beer looks nice. Bitch, thank you.
Liquid and pork prime.
Hey. Hey, bro, I know somebody that like my beer, bitch.
Yeah, but the Ford dealership where you get them tagged ass car from.
Hey, fuck that. You said get my whoo?
I'm just joking, bro.
Hey, man, what gig is?
I'm trying to think of another joke.
Fuck that. What gig is, man? What gig is?
Hear me, boy.
Lock your whole ass in for mayhem with my Cobra.
I don't want none of that.
I'm gonna bring that bitch out the garage.
I don't want none of that.
Oh man! All right, I'm going back on mute then. Tino, hit that damn racket.
He can't speak Italian. He might as well go on mute.
Why are you so hard on Comedy D, man? Hey, Jig, you're going to get what you're looking for. I promise you.
Hey, Kimo.
Oh, wait. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I like
that. How you have a show without skin on it?
Skin at the track. I talked to him, boy.
Plot.
Hell,
you know skin
man.
Is on here, man.
Boy.
Stop it.
Nah, skin ain't on. He at the track.
Skin ain't on here, man. Will you shut up, bub? You just want to say
y'all,
something behind everything I say.
I just don't really fuck with light-skinned people. So I have a little problem trying to work on it.
Well, why don't you suck my mammy's dick then, nigga?
Oh, Lord, where's
she at? Where
your mammy at? I'm a sucker.
Yeah, the same place your mammy is and your auntie that Lil Will was fucking.
Bitch.
Oh, Lord.
Mercy, man.
Hey, Fly, you can't be bringing the mamas on this.